2,300 complete YouTube episodes, every single one of them on a different subject. It took us about maybe 300 or 400 videos before we actually started taking some traction. For a good amount of time, my dad felt like he was a crazy old man talking to a camera where nobody was paying attention.
Welcome to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. If you're looking for new marketing strategies and ways to attract even more people to your brand through social media, then you are in the right place. We've developed a program in our partnership with Damon John that's perfect for you. To learn more, go to www.sharkagm.com and grab a free marketing strategy session today. We look forward to seeing you this week. By the way, my name is Jules, and I'm the creative director here at Attention Grabbing Media. Let me share the truth about social media success with you. It takes work. 27 posts is not going to be enough for you to succeed and get you the results you're looking for. Luckily, in this episode, Manuel and Coach Jorge tell you what it really takes to be successful when it comes to growing your brand with social media. Don't forget, you can watch the original video of this podcast on YouTube. You can watch it by clicking the link in the podcast description. Now let's listen up to see what it really takes to succeed with social media.
I need you guys to understand what it takes to succeed in the social media world. 27 posts is not the answer to that question, first and foremost. If you look at it, let's see if we can zoom in on this thing that I'm going to show you, Dante. And Dante's going to try his best zoom in into the, to zoom in this. All right. So this is my Instagram. All right. He's trying. I'm actually going to get closer. You tell me when you can see it, okay? I'll show them over there in a second. You see them? Okay, can you zoom in to the quantity of posts that I have on my Instagram profile? Do you see that? Okay, so 3,054 posts on my Instagram profile. If you're looking at what it takes to succeed in the social media world, how many times 27, right? Well, let's go to Instagram over here. 3,000 posts, over 3,000. This is on the... on my Instagram profile. You can't really think about how many does it take you to succeed. You gotta just close your eyes and get to work and do it until you win. Every successful champion out there has gone through a route that has been generally pretty damn long. You look at Michael Jordan, one of the greatest athletes, if not the greatest athlete of all time. Would you agree he's the greatest, or do you think...
Athlete or basketball player?
Athlete of all time.
What about Michael Phelps, man?
No, come on, dude.
Come on. Look at all those gold medals.
He's a pothead, man. All right? Michael has no connection with drugs.
Gambler?
That I know of.
He's a gambler?
He's a gambler, but he's still the greatest athlete of all time. It's a questionable thing, all right? So he lost many times before he actually won a championship. You might not know this, but from 1983 to 1991, he was an absolute loser year after year, 8 years of losing every single year. Greatest player of all time, greatest basketball player of all time. Every single one of these guys have a story, right? Like, I think Tom Brady's first year was 1-15 or something like that. Terrible, right? So it's very rare to start a game and just dominate and just win. You got to be willing to travel the long road. So the one thing that I would tell you, this is
Sunil
Patel. First of all, thank you for asking your question. The one thing that I would tell you is you got to be willing to play the long road because it does take time. I can give you many examples of this. My father, he actually created 2,300 episodes. 2,300 complete YouTube episodes, every single one of them on a different subject. It took us about maybe 300 or 400 videos before we actually started taking some traction. For a good amount of time, my dad felt like he was a crazy old man talking to a camera where nobody was paying attention. So when you tell me, Sunil, that you have 27 posts and you got 3 followers, I tell you, Sunil, why don't you think about 2,700 posts before you think about 27 and pulling the plug on it? The social media roadmap is not an overnight roadmap. It takes time. But let me promise you something. It is worth every single energy that you put into it. If you look at ourselves, what we have here, I have a brand, which some of you guys might be familiar with, called Natural Slim. We are delivering services and products to the Latin American community across the world. We're really big in the USA. We're gonna probably do over $75 million in revenue just in 2021 worldwide. That all started with this crazy old man talking to a camera for 300 or 400 episodes without nobody paying attention. So if you wanna win in this game, I want you guys to understand what it really takes to succeed. My experiences at AGM Marketing here over the years has been the ones that fail don't have the patience to persevere in this world. The ones that win, they actually have the ability to just hold their breath as long as possible and stay above water and keep on putting their energy and their heart into it because they believe their content, their information, their products, their services can make somebody else better. If you really believe in your brand, in your products, you just keep on going and keep on going until eventually you start catching some fire and then off you go. So just think about the long term. There's no better answer that I can give you than just, it's a long haul, man. It's a long haul. It's worth every single penny, every single moment that you dedicate to it. It's gonna be worth it because now, in my case, I have a lot of freedom. I can work or not work, but it wasn't overnight. It took us many, many years and a lot of energy and a lot of learning and a lot of implementation and a lot of lessons to get to where we're at today. What would you say, Coach?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the only thing I could add to that is, you know, with specifically the part of your question is how can I get them to engage more? Two things. I mean, you can ask more questions and use like maybe some polls and things like that to kind of get jumpstart that engagement from people. But in the end, it's just going to be volume, and you have to, you know, penetrate through this noisy social media world and just, you know, level up. So keep going, 10x it.
This is an important question. It really is. For those of you guys that don't feel you have a superpower, an ability to communicate, there is still hope, but your strategy must be different. If you are an e-commerce seller and you don't wanna be in front of a camera talking, you don't wanna be providing content, you don't wanna be educating, you don't wanna be nurturing, then your game has to be generating leads, generating attention, so you can actually do a contest, flash sales, you can do all kinds of different lead magnets, resources, freebies, giveaways, things like that to generate attention towards your brand. And if you get enough attention, leads, prospects on emails, phone numbers, you will be able to generate revenue, especially with a good email line and a good text messaging line in place.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. And hey, if you want more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then you want the AGM Ninja Lab. It's got everything you need to reach new people, grow your business, and make more sales. And it doesn't matter if you're just getting started with social media marketing or you're looking for complex chatbot marketing. You'll find it all inside the Ninja Lab. Head over to www.agmninjalab.com to get signed up today so you can start reaching new customers tomorrow.